بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
أتى أمر الله فلا تستعجلوا سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون.
Allah's judgment has all but come, do not then call for its speedy advent. Holy is He, and far above their associating others with Him in His divinity. Allah's judgment, the advent and enforcement of the judgment is near. In our opinion, the judgment refers to the Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, migration from Mecca. This seems to be evident from the fact that soon after the revelation of this surah, he was directed to migrate to Medina. On studying the Quran, it would appear that a prophet is asked as a last resort to migrate when all his efforts to reform his people have failed and his people persist in rejection and unbelief. Hence, when a prophet is to migrate, the fate of his people is sealed. Therefore, either God's scourge smites them or they are destroyed at the hands of that prophet and his followers.
ينزل الملائكة بالروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده أن أنذروا أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاتقون.
He sends down this spirit of prophecy by his command through his angels on any of his servants whom he wills, directing them, "Warn people that there is no deity but me, so hold me alone in fear." He sends down this spirit of prophecy.
The spirit mentioned here is the spirit of prophecy. The messenger is infused with it, and it animates all that he says or does.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق تعالى عما يشركون.
He created the heavens and the earth with truth. Exalted is He above whatever they associate with Allah in His divinity.
خلق الإنسان من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين.
He created man out of a mere drop of fluid, and lo, he turned into an open wrangler.
The Quranic statement lends itself to two possible interpretations. It seems that both are at once correct. The verse states that although God created man from a mere drop of semen, he is quite argumentative and is prone to martial proofs in support of his opinions. Another meaning is that although man was created by God from a mere drop of semen, he became so arrogant that he wrangles even with God.
والأنعام خلقها لكم فيها دفء ومنافع ومنها تأكلون.
He created the cattle. They are a source of clothing and food, and also a variety of other benefits for you.
ولكم فيها جمال حين تريحون وحين تسرحون.
And you find beauty in them as you drive them to pasture in the morning and as you drive them back home in the evening.
وَتَحْمِلُ أَثْقَالَكُمْ إِلَى بَلَدٍ لَمْ تَكُونُوا بَالِغِيهِ إِلَّا بِشِقِّ الْأَنفُسِ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And they carry your loads to many a place which you would be unable to reach without much hardship. Surely, your Lord is intensely loving, most merciful.
وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ لِتَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَهُ وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And He created horses and mules and asses for you to ride, and also for your adornment. And He creates many things for you that you do not even know about.
God has yoked many a thing to man's service, making it beneficial to him. Man, however, is not even aware of all these things and the services which they render him.
وَعَلَى اللَّهِ قَصْدُ السَّبِيلِ وَمِنْهَا جَائِرٌ وَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ
It rests with Allah alone to show you the right way, even when there are many crooked ways. Had He so willed, He would have perforce guided you aright.